BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily on a Bumble Air Wednesday on The Breakfast Show. Real or no real with our listener Steph. Also, Matt Edmondson's tiny helmet. We learn that Gemma Collins is a big fan of words, more bangers, and Mr. 305 himself. It's Pitbull.
Scott Mills.
Stephen in Glasgow says, I'm worried that today is your last show because of Pitbull. Did I once say that I wanted Pitbull on my last ever Radio 1 show?
Was it once on the way up and once on the way down?
I think maybe.
That sounds weird, actually. No. I mean, for Pitbull.
Maybe I said that I want him on my last show. Some
oh,
other
you
people.
Did. That's right.
People remember this more than we do because, let's say, we just talk and do this every day, and then people are like, yeah, you did say that, actually.
Pitbull promised to be there on your final show.
All right, okay, I get it.
I think it was that.
So, yeah, all my emails have started appearing on my phone from 2009 and 2010, and it really really captures that moment in time, what I was doing then. It's really weird.
So what happened? Did you update your phone?
Yeah, no. They just started appearing this morning. I don't know how to change it, as you know. Haven't got a clue.
And yeah,
but
I guess...
But wow, all the things I was doing in 2009, especially work-wise.
Was it good year?
No. Oh. Awful.
I know my phone stresses you out because on my emails, it says above it, 9,673.
Well, why haven't you read them?
Unread messages.
that's a lot of people that wanted to get hold of you that didn't.
I know. Do you think it's weird to get back to them all now? Should I just make it my thing to clear them all?
You're not ever going to be able to, are you? Also, I couldn't sleep again last night. But I've just found this new thing, which is invented by the Spanish to help them with their siestas, and it's called Napflix. So it's just like the world's most boring things, so you can fall asleep. I was there tossing and a-turning at 11 p.m. last night, just going, oh, come on! And then it stresses you out more, doesn't it?
Mm.
So I'm going to try this tonight. Do you want to hear this Napflix original?
So is this an app?
It's a website.
Oh, right.
For Spanish people, because they like to have a little nap in the afternoon, which, by the way, I'm all for. And I think we should bring it in here. So, here we go. A Napflix original for you. This would definitely make you fall asleep. The history of Scalextric.
The story of Scalextric actually started earlier than 1957, with the formation of Mini Models. A small toy company based in Mill Hill, northwest London, introduced a range of tin toy cars.
Bored yet?
These models featured an innovative clockwork mechanism, which was activated by pressing the car downwards and back.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to watch that for long.
But what if you're interested? Like, I was kind of interested.
Oh, okay, we'll try this one then. The Wonderful World of Tupperware.
The picture you are about to see is the story of a dynamic part of a remarkable new industry. It is the story of Tupperware.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying that tonight.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't know why, but Chris is obsessed with the movements of Justin Bieber again.
I'm not really a Justin Bieber fan either.
No, but you like seeing what he's up to.
I think it's just the whole circus that's around him whenever he does quite mundane stuff. Like when he was caught in a restaurant, he was having a glass of milk.
Yeah.
And everyone lost it.
He had milk and a bit of fish.
And fish. And it was just the fact that he was in that place. And what I love is the...
Is it because you think that he's not kind of almost not real? Is that what it is?
It's that when I've seen him here at Radio 1, and some of the stories I've heard, is that he can be, like, difficult.
Do you think?
Yeah. And he can be a diva. So I'm kind of just intrigued to see what he's like and how he does that around the UK in various places.
Well, he was very steady on the road the other day as he turned into Morrison's. Don't know what he was doing there.
Do you remember when he was here and he was... In fact, he was staying in London at the time and he was running around the place wearing a gas mask.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. Like, we kind of kept an eye on him because he was up to lots of weird stuff.
I am enjoying the aerial shots of the house that he's renting, though. Oh, you've got me onto this now.
Mate, the house is insane.
It looks like... It's kind of like a house out of a spy movie. So it's got helipad, obvs, indoor pool, jacuzzi, sauna, steam room, keyless doors and fingerprint recognition. Oh, you'll like this. Also, outside, a zip wire and adventure playground.
And a five-a-side football pitch.
Yeah, see, I don't care.
So
I
know, cool.
Yeah. Well, what's the latest with him?
Well...
Something about sandwiches.
Yes, he ordered a load of Chinese food, I believe, to the house, and 100 grilled cheese sandwiches, right? I've managed to find the exact cafe that he ordered the grilled cheese sandwiches from.
So this is a bit weird. So while we were playing Cold Water, he was like, I think I can find the place where he got the actual sandwiches from. So
that I can see what he's eating.
Right.
These sandwiches are awesome.
Okay.
So this is from a place in Manchester. I mean, look at the way they describe it on their Twitter. The barbecue pulled pork and mac and cheese toasty from
just
this Manchester hotspot.
It's just food that someone's eaten.
Thanks. That's what they're saying. Yeah. That good.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Now, we spoke to you in the afternoon last week and you were having a dress rehearsal for your Halloween party.
It went so badly.
Have you had another run through since we last spoke?
I have. I wasn't doing anything last night, so at about 9 o'clock, I got out all of my face paint and started practicing again.
And how did this one go?
It went so much better.
Happy with it?
No, it looks terrible. I've got the artistic skill of like a 4-year-old.
And this is why you need to practice lots.
Yeah, no, right, over and over again. I look better.
So that's the last rehearsal now, is it, before the main event on Saturday?
Before the big day, yeah. I want to try and get some of that latex, you know, that makes it look like, not like to put on my, not like a cat suit, but like the stuff you put on your skin that makes it look like you've got a bite.
Okay.
Or like a disease.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know?
You've got to be very artistic to make that work, though.
Oh, it looked really easy on the tutorial, I think.
Are you going as an animal or like what?
Why are you trying to find out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a surprise.
I'm not telling you.
I forgot. You didn't want us to do a plot spoiler last time. But no one cares, Steph.
No, they do.
Okay, they do a bit. Let's do today's Real or No Real.
One member of the Great British Bake Off team is employed to constantly stand outside a supermarket in case the bakers need any last-minute ingredients.
That's awesome. So there's someone on standby, so they just wait by the phone and they might be like, we need some sugar. Call whoever's waiting there. And it's just, that's their whole job.
So they wait outside the supermarket and then someone will call them from the tent and go, yeah, we need more icing, sugar. And then they will go in and get it.
That would be an amazing job.
So do you fancy this job then of just hanging out outside a supermarket through the whole of the filming of Bake Off? Get quite boring, wouldn't it?
How long are they there for?
Oh, hours.
Hours. And they've just got like a walkie-talkie?
I guess so. Or a phone?
Or just use the phone? Okay. What supermarket? Do we know?
No, it's just a major one.
How far away is it from...
Oh, I don't know. You asked too many questions.
Steph, going back to your Halloween party, are you going to be baking anything?
I might make some toffee apple.
Oh, you can't beat the cakes that I've got coming.
What cake?
Do you remember? I don't know whether you remember a couple of weeks on the show, we had an X-rated baker on.
Exciting.
Well, they
work.
They make X-rated cakes. I've ordered loads.
Whoa, how many? How big?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you got one big one or have you got lots of little ones?
Lots of littler ones.
Okay.
Okay.
And...
What colour?
Yeah, good
pink.
Question.
Pink. What shade of pink?
Just pink. Some have purple.
And are they all uniform? Are they all the same size?
Or? They're all the same size.
And they're decorated the same.
Yes, they are.
Disappointing. I would have liked some variation.
Yeah, I believe variety is the spice of life.
So, well, obviously, when you do a bake, you can't get them all exactly the same size. So some will be bigger than others, won't they?
Yeah.
The law of averages would suggest.
But Mezbez wouldn't want that.
No, she wouldn't.
If she was judging away, she'd want
them perfect
all
6 inches.
Lined up, perfect, perfectly the same. You know what Hollywood's like with this kind of thing? He won't stand for any less.
What kind of depths are we talking?
I don't know, but they're arriving on Saturday.
So exciting. You can take a picture and send it to us.
If you want.
Yeah.
Tell you what, those cakes are going to be the winner of the night.
I think so, as long as you take pictures, because people love receiving pictures, you know.
Thanks for that. people just love getting pictures. But is there a member of the production team on Bake Off who waits outside a supermarket in case they need any last-minute ingredients in the tent? Chris, real or no real?
I think this is real.
Steph.
Real.
That one is real.
Totally true. The member of the production team is sent to the supermarket and can often be found waiting outside before it's even opened. We are playing Real or No Real with Steph, and here is your final fact.
Radio 1 and Extra Factor presenter Matt Edmondson has his own personalised parking space at the X Factor Studios for his scooter.
I love Matt Edmondson. I think he's my favourite human. Oh. So tiny. What a tiny guy.
Cheers.
What a tiny guy, did you say?
Tiny human. Or is Ryland just quite big?
It's both.
Both.
Oh, really?
They were hilarious, by the way. Can we talk about this at the Teen Awards?
Mm.
We haven't spoken about this yet. So Ryland has now turned into Matt's PA, basically.
Why?
Oh, this is so true. Yeah. We haven't spoken about this.
So Matt was there. We were speaking to him backstage at the Teen Awards, right, on Sunday. Mm. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to get changed in a minute. And I've also got another outfit for the Extra Factor tonight. But Ryland's bringing them with him. And we were like, okay. Then Ryland turns up with two suits on hangers for Matt Edmondson. And then Matt goes, thanks for these, but where's the trousers? He'd made Ryland drive all the way back to his house in Essex with all of his clothes that he needed for the next day and then brought them back in again.
And then had a little domestic about it. It's like Ryland's his wifey. Yeah.
Ryland, I thought I told you to iron the trousers.
And he does
so
it really,
weird.
He does it really seriously as well. He turns around to Ryland and goes, Ryland, where are the trousers?
That's just something you would do for your friends, though. Maybe they're just really good friends.
No, I think they are definitely good friends.
Steph, you said he was your favourite human. Discuss.
Is his head abnormally small? Because it looks tiny. And I think I quite like people when they have small heads.
Oh, right.
Well, how big do you think it is? Or what, grape size?
It looks like, you know, like a big orange.
Yes.
Oh my God, you know Beetlejuice? You know Beetlejuice when they're in the waiting room?
Yeah.
And they're going through to the other side. There's a man with a big body and a teeny tiny little head. Is it like that?
Yes, exactly the same.
And that's why she likes him.
Yeah, because he's like the man from Beetlejuice.
He's got a Beetlejuice head.
Yes. So apt as well, because it's almost Halloween. That's what he should be for Halloween.
What, himself?
Oh my God. I'm going to Google that in a minute. That's amazing. Yeah, that's why I like him. He's like the man from Beetlejuice.
So Matt Emerson does ride around on a scooter quite a lot. Mm. Has he finally got that parking space that he requested at the X Factor Studios?
I think that's what makes him even funnier, is the little scooter attachment that comes with him.
Yes! Imagine how small his helmet is!
Imagine!
The world.
Tiny helmet!
Tiny little helmet!
Right, so is his scooter being allowed to be parked at X Factor? Real or no real, Steph?
Real.
Chris?
I'm going to go... He would demand this kind of thing, and he's very good at wielding the power, so I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Radio 1's money-saving expert Matt Edmondson does not need a parking space for his scooter, as he gets whisked directly from the Radio 1 studios to the X Factor in a taxi. Lucky him. Someone's doing well.
Someone's doing well.
Gosh.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
it's a draw. I got 10. Steph, you got 10.
Yeah.
As ever, hilarious to speak to you.
It's been emotional.
It's given us lots to think about today, I think.
Yeah. You're welcome, as usual.
Okay. Have a good day. I know that you will.
Yeah, see you later.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Sinead, what is going on today, please?
So, we're starting with Gigi Hadid, who's hit back at claims she wants to meet up with Perry to get Perry from Little Mix to stop talking about Zayn. So, a magazine claimed that Gigi had asked Zayn to set up the meeting to get things sorted and also assure her that they were not seeing each other while Perry and Zayn were still together.
Can you actually imagine that meeting?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you set it up and I'll do the rest. No.
Stop her talking about us. So, Gigi's response on Twitter, exactly what qualifications does one need to be a source? The amount of nonsense online and how much negativity it creates is truly sad. So basically shutting it down. This never happened. She goes on to say, not just for the people being spoken about, but how you treat each other online sometimes makes me sad. I nor anyone you support wants that. Rise above it. Spread love.
Mm. Also, Perry never talks about Zayn.
No, but I think it's just the inference from the song, isn't it? Shout out to my ex.
That could be any ex.
Mm. It's quite generic.
And then in other Perry-related news, it looks like she split up with Luke Pasqualino. That's all. That is also according to a source, though.
Well, there you go. Maybe he's the ex.
Shout out to that ex. I like him. He used to be in Skins.
Yeah, he's cool, yeah.
He was in the episode that I was in.
Was he?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, right.
And interesting enough, Zayn had said at one point that if anyone was to play Zayn in a movie, he'd want it to be Luke.
Oh, right.
Well, that's really weird.
That is weird, isn't it? Moving on. Justin Timberlake. Now, could have got himself in a lot of trouble after he posted a selfie from a polling booth and put it on Instagram. The whole idea was he was trying to encourage people to vote, but it's actually illegal to take photos or videos inside a polling location.
Well, you couldn't see who he voted for. You couldn't see...
No, they've just got strict rules in this area of America that's just illegal. No phones allowed. So the local authorities said they were reviewing it, and it actually can lead to jail time if it all goes through. But the woman then in charge of the local authority then released a second statement saying, I'm out of town at a conference. No one in our office is currently investigating this matter, nor will we be using our limited resources to do so. But he has now deleted the picture. So
I saw that Katy Perry just put up that she's voted as well. So you can vote already in some states.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. She hasn't done a picture, though.
No, well... probably wise.
Just did it on her birthday, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we will vote on her birthday.
That's nice. Now, if you follow Zara Larsson on Twitter, you know that she is pretty funny. So one of her latest posts is all about having a shower on the plane, and she cannot believe it. So it starts with, I want to talk about the fact that I took a shower on an airplane today. I took a 10-minute shower, and in capitals, on an airplane.
I mean, that would blow my mind.
Then she says, what a time to be alive. And then she's like, I think you got it now anyway. Anyways, it was lit. So then she takes a picture and then she obviously can't get over it. So she goes back. Okay, I want to talk more about the shower. It was not a tiny, tiny, nasty one. It was like a real nice one. I had a thick, fancy towel. The bathroom was big. They had everything you need to taking a shower. Mm. Another tweet. I just want to share all this with you guys because I've never experienced something like that. I'm amazed.
Right, so I've got a thing where as well as looking at stars' homes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will look at some airlines' first class things online.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I think I know the airline it is. Okay. Basically, you get a room.
Right.
You get a room.
So
this is next level up. This is not like a flat bed and all the nice food. This is like basically a compartment to yourself with shower.
Yeah, but this is why I don't bother with first class. you're all going mad about things which you're paying well over the odds for. It's a bathroom.
Right.
Have a shower before you fly.
Okay, in a minute.
This is why I don't ever see the fuss with it.
In a minute, I'll show you one of those cabins.
Yeah, but you're getting mad about
insane.
Being able to lie down.
Okay.
Good.
Right, says
spend
the person that's been Googling where Justin Bieber gets his grilled cheese sandwiches from.
I'm just intrigued about that.
I'm just intrigued about Zara Larsson's shower.
You're going, it's mad, isn't it, with planes? The amount of money you spend and the hype behind, like...
Isn't it mad with sandwiches?
She's tweeting about having a towel, Scott.
Yes, but it's on a plane.
It is exciting.
Oh, well, we've just got different things that excite us, Chris.
She ends it all with, ever been on a long flight and felt like you need a shower when you arrive?
No.
Nah, not me, because I took a shower on a plane.
Right, she's just tweeted again. The jet lag forces me to be a morning person, and I absolutely love it. Morning, my loves. She's funny on Twitter.
She is very funny. Finally, then, members of Team GB are heading to Strictly Come Dancing for a special in aid of children in need. So the gold medalist rower Helen Glover, hockey player Holly Webb, canoeist Joe Clark, and taekwondo Lutalo Mohammed are all going to be on Strictly Come Dancing. So I reckon they'll probably be quite good.
Who are their partners?
Well, we don't know who they're going to be paired with, but it's Jeanette Manrara, Karen Clifton, Pasha and Neil Jones.
Okay, cool.
So I think they'll be good though, right?
Yeah, really good.
They'll be good at training anyway.
Mind you, I thought that about... I thought just because you're good at the sport,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it necessarily means you're good at the dancing. Judy Murray.
Well, she's not good at. Well, she's not that good at the sport. Well, she is. Apparently. Saying she's all right.
Whoa!
She's not no, but come on, she's not amazing.
Judy Murray is quite good at sport.
She's the mother of someone who's very good at sport.
But she's
all right.
Tennis academies.
Yeah, but it doesn't make. Again, that doesn't make you.
She's a tennis coach.
It doesn't make her great, does it?
It's kind of good.
I don't know what's wrong with you today.
She did train both of the Murray brothers when they were younger. And
yeah, train?
Yeah.
It went quite well.
I predict Helen Glover's going to win that.
Okay, because...
She wins everything.
Okay. Yeah, true. Right, thanks, Sinead.
My way to say, at least I did it my way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shane wants to know if you woke up on the wrong side of the standard class plane seat this morning.
No, I don't understand the hype with people like you and the first class.
Do you know what I was also eagerly anticipating this week? Like, actually looking forward to it on Sunday night, just to see what it was going to be like on Monday. Mm. The new Sky News studio.
Oh, you love it.
Oh, my God.
You series link Sky News, don't you?
Just wanted to see the new studio, and let me tell you, it's not disappointing in any way.
It's got quick...
BBC News is also good.
I've got to say this, you got a little bit of cream cheese just in the corner of your mouth there, and it's really putting me off.
Is that putting you off?
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Dab that away.
Don't dab it.
Do you want to do that for
me? No, don't dab it like that.
You have had to wipe food off me before.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but that one was particularly, yeah.
Okay. Just a bit of cream cheese there with some bagel that I'm having today. A little insight for you there, behind the scenes. 7:52 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. So, you know, at the moment there's this campaign to try and get the definition of Essex girls redefined in the Oxford English Dictionary. So at the moment it says, when it says Essex girls, the thing next to it says unintelligent, promiscuous and materialistic. Now that is a sweeping statement, and fair enough if they want it to get changed.
Yeah,
because
I can understand why you'd be slightly annoyed.
Yeah, and that's a massive generalisation. You know that no words are ever removed from the dictionary, but you can refine them. So there's a campaign to get them refined at the moment.
So you can refine the definition,
yeah.
Surely.
Mm-hmm. So, talking of the Sky News studio, imagine my surprise when Gemma Collins turned up on Sky News yesterday to talk to Kay Burley about this campaign to get the definition of Essex girl changed in the dictionary.
So she's spokeswoman, is she?
Well, I think they just got her on to talk about it, and Gemma is not happy.
I want you to come because, personally, I think the dictionary should be paying everyone in Essex some compensation.
So Gemma wants compensation for everybody in Essex for this sweeping statement.
The dictionary.
Yeah, the dictionary's got to pay everyone. I mean, no, she can take a joke.
We have definitely evolved over the years as Essex women. We can all take a laugh and a joke at ourselves, Kay. You know, we're up for the banter. But it is very, very derogatory what has been said about us, and it does need to be changed.
As I say, Kay, I am up for the banter. But I do want some conversation. And who would have thought this?
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
I do understand what you're saying. I'm also a massive fan of the dictionary.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here is Pitbull at Radio 1. Hello. So, last time we saw you, you ended up emailing us. Do you remember, Chris?
It was the best thing ever, because often people come on this show, say they're going to do something, and they never follow through with it. Okay. You are not that person.
No, well, hey, I appreciate it. I guess that's why we're here again now.
That's right. I can't remember why we were in email contact.
Well, what it was is we gave you a tuxedo T-shirt.
Yeah, for the girls, for them to wear. And
that's it.
Took the pictures and sent it over. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And Pitt made it happen.
Now, I noticed that on your email, it says, sent from my Pittbury.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. I did try and email you again recently, and it's...
and it bounced back, yeah, because I had lost my phone.
Oh, you lost your phone?
Yeah, but I can give you my email right now. We just give it to all of London.
Okay, but let's not do it on air. But, I was actually inviting you to my Halloween party, wasn't I, Chris?
That was it, yeah.
It was a dare from Chris. He was like, email Pitbull right now and see if he'll come to the party.
And let me guess, I got to show up in a tux.
Well, if you want.
Do you know what? I don't think that was the key point to it. I mean,
just the fact
or
that you would
bring
be
all
there.
The women in French maid outfits.
I would love that.
Got it.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it. But yeah, it bounced back. So you lost your phone between now and the last time we spoke to you.
It's a great thing, you know? I feel like we're so connected, we're disconnected sometimes. So it's always great to be able to get off the grid.
Yeah. So you obviously got a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel strangely liberated when you lost it?
Oh, man.
Can you remember when you last had it?
I loved it. And then I got back on, I have a bat phone, meaning a little throwaway always, but it's an old school flip phone. So I just felt great when I would finish talking with somebody and just click on them.
Yeah. All right, so you've got like an emergency phone in case. I've got one of those.
Always.
Yeah. Always in like a drawer in your house just in case.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a drawer in the house, but always with me one way or another.
Is it? He does seem like the kind of person, Chris, that would have more than one phone, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How many have you got?
Two phones.
Just two?
Yeah. That's all I need.
How do you find time to get all of the stuff that you do done in one day? Because you're the busiest man.
when you love what you do, it's not work. So for me, I love to wake up and hustle and grind and create new opportunities. So
I know that you've got on this album some incredible guests.
Yes.
Was it a nightmare to try and get them all in one place? I mean, obviously not, they weren't all in one place at the same time. But was it a nightmare just to try and lock these people down? Because there's a lot of stars.
No, not at all. I always say it, we always have a plan. It never plans out. But ironically, it plans out. So as far as that, sometimes you go into a record thinking of a certain person on it, a certain collaboration, a feature, and it just leads you, somewhere else. How do we get them all?
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, it must be doubly hard considering you've lost your phone.
Yeah, he's not got the numbers anymore.
Yeah, the contacts are always going out, but I always feel when you do lose your phone or something happens to it, I feel that there was something in that phone just doesn't need to be around you, man. You'd look back at it and you're like, wow, I got a phone number from an ex-girlfriend that I shouldn't have in this phone because she was a headache,
Are they all saved as names or just some of them numbers? That's when you know they need to go, right? When you haven't even saved their name.
You know, it's funny. I like to still memorize people's numbers. I like to at least try to remember real important numbers. I try to remember my memory, just in case if I need to call them up to bomb me out of jail or something.
Yeah. we can't test you on this even, can we? Because it wouldn't really work for radio.
Is it true that you've got the keys to the city of Miami?
Yeah, I got two keys to it.
But what does that actually mean?
Miami? That means that I can open absolutely nothing.
Oh. Do you get a physical key?
Yeah.
But what does it do? What does it mean?
It just means I got the key to Miami. That's it.
Does that mean you can go anywhere, anytime for free?
I was doing that before I had the key to Miami.
Miami is a great place.
It's a great place. A lot of fun. You got to have a lot of discipline or if not, you're going to get lost in it. Especially you. They look at you and say, woo. We're going to run circles around you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
They'd have you for breakfast.
What does that mean?
I'm talking about the women.
Right. Got you.
I don't want to get you in no trouble on air,
Mm-hmm.
I won't be in any trouble.
Oh, so you're good then. So I think you should go to Miami and have a great time. Three, four women.
I'll just pretend to know Pitbull. That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, then that's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't ever say his name. All right, so we're going to play the track now. It's Pitbull, Flo Rida, Lunch Money Lewis. Out of the two, who's your favourite?
Oh, man, I don't have no favourite. We're all Miami boys,
Are you all from Miami?
Yeah, we've all watched Lunch Money come up, and me and Flo Rida came in the game together, so it's just great to be on the same track on Green Light. And then also the director of the video, he's from Miami. So it's just a big
Lads
Miami
club thing.
It's a 305 day kind of Miami thing. You know what I'm talking about?
So with Lunch Money, so you've watched his success and he's obviously got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
But who else is up and coming then that you'd say is one to watch that's got your sort of stamp of approval?
In Miami right now, there's not really a movement going on right now. A lot of guys, the music game has changed. And most of the movement is on the internet right now. They don't work the streets the way we used to. As far as Lunch Money, the reason I know him because his family, which is Inner Circle, have a studio down in Miami called Circle House. And those guys used to look out for me when I had absolutely no money, broke as a joke, and they would let me come in and record in the studio. They said, hey, look, you might have 45 minutes. Come in and jump in the booth and knock out whatever record you're trying to knock out.
Wow.
So we've been showing love to each other for many years. So now it comes full circle.
Yeah,
now
that's
Lunch
great.
Money's on the track. And we get to perform it around the world at award shows, did the video together, so...
Oh, it's like Pay It Forward. I love it.
Yeah, it's great, man. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, your motto, am I right, in life... I mean, you have a lot of them.
Yeah.
But one of them is turn every negative into a positive.
Correct.
You're like the king of positivity, Mr. 305.
It's just the truth, man. You know, I've taken my life, I took it from a negative to a positive, and then that's what we try to do through the music, where, always have records that people want to dance to, enjoy, have fun, escape, but also to let them know that they could do whatever they want, with their life. But they definitely have to apply themselves, that's for sure.
I don't know anyone more positive than you. I could do with some of that rubbing off on me sometimes.
Yeah, I know a couple of folks more positive than me, but those are people that I learned from.
Right, okay, right. Yeah.
But since you were last on, when you last came on, you said all these amazing things that we could actually make sound bites out of them.
You should.
But we have like motivational messages for people.
Listen to this.
There's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here.
How epic is that?
Yeah. That was great. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
That's right. It's good. So good.
Hey, I would listen to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, like if that was an app on your phone and you needed to sleep or something, or like maybe be slightly hypnotized to be positive, that's what I would use.
The way we create memories is by creating memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite.
We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
I would listen to that. Maybe with like a little bit of ambient music on it.
Yeah, it's funny because we're actually getting into the motivational speaking business.
So, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would love to have Pitbull at my motivational speech.
Yeah, that's cool.
My first big one is going to be at November 10th with Anthony Robbins in San Francisco.
No.
I'm going to be opening for him, yeah.
Oh, you're born to do this. And the music. Now, we've got some of our listeners on the line who need to break a little bit of bad news to people. It's not terrible news.
Oh, boy.
But I know that you will do it in such a positive way and they won't feel as bad. It's not really bad stuff, but it's just that the people that we're going to speak to, they'd rather you break the news to their friends.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
And also, you can turn every negative into a positive.
That's right.
Actually, you know what? These are quite sad things, but you can show them what good will come from
it. I can flip it for them.
Yeah. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Scott.
Pitbull's here.
Hi, Pitbull.
How you doing, Mama?
This is brilliant. So Pitbull can turn any negative into a positive.
So what's the scenario, Mommy?
Right, Pitbull, I need a little bit of your positivity, please.
Okay, hit me.
So, right, me and my friend, we like to go out drinking and dancing, have a good time.
Sounds like my kind of friends.
Yes. We were out and we met these two guys. We were just genuinely, we're like, these are perfect, love them, blah, blah, blah.
All right, so then perfect guys.
Perfect guys. Then I was on the dating app Tinder, having a wee swipe, you know, browsing through the catalogue. And who do I see but Jesus boy that my friend is like in love with.
Oh,
so how do I tell her that he's playing the field?
All right. So what, has she been seeing him?
No, we've met up with them like once or twice, just out and about. But we were like, this is the one for her.
Oh, no.
And he checks all the boxes.
Right. But he's on the dating app.
Yep.
So he's swiping left and right in all sorts. Right.
Yep. All directions.
All right.
Well, what's your friend's name?
Melissa.
All right, Melissa.
And you haven't told your friend yet that he's on Tinder. So this is kind of, you know, bad news to break to your mate.
Yeah.
But Pitbull can do it.
We've got the man
for
it.
You know he can do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hi, who's speaking?
Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Armando, but some people know me as Pitbull.
No way.
Yes way. I'm giving you a call, Melissa, because I was just given some information about somebody that you're interested in. I won't say his name on the air, but they told me that you're digging him and you're feeling him, right? Which is cool. That's great. But I just want to make sure that you are fully informed on what's going on so you can make educated decisions moving forward. You got me?
This is not Pitbull, surely.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is Pitbull. It's Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Yes, it is. So anyway, so your friend told me to see if I could break the news to you about the guy that you like, and supposedly, you know, you guys have hooked up a couple times, but he happens to be on this Tinder website, which is cool.
No.
I mean, if that's what he likes to do. But if you know that, then there shouldn't be any problems moving forward. Now, if he lies to you about it, that's a different story. So I think now is when you're going to figure out if you guys really have a line of communication moving forward. Okay?
Okay.
That's my advice. Now, if he tells you the truth, then guess what? That looks like it could be a good relationship moving forward. If he lies to you, then that's the first red flag. And then you make the decision if you want to continue to deal with him.
Okay.
All right?
I like that advice.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Melissa, I hope you have a great day. And like we say in Spanish, besitos, which is kisses. If it doesn't work out, you let me know, and then maybe we could hook up.
Que rico.
All right?
Thanks, Pitbull.
My pleasure, mamita. Take care.
Bye.
Dale.
Oh, wow.
Casual advice from Pitbull.
Yeah, we worked it out. You seen that?
Right, see?
From a negative to a positive, baby.
Danielle?
Yeah, thank you so much, Pitbull.
Oh, Danielle, it's my pleasure.
Hey,
maybe we can all get out one night and drink
that.
And do all kinds of
stuff. Next time you're in Glasgow.
Yeah, but oh, my God. Yeah, that's a promise. Okay, good. See, she sounded fine with it.
Yeah, I think it helps coming from positive Pitbull.
Of course it does.
That's what we're saying.
He can spin anything. Thanks so much, Danielle.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
Love you, bye. See, I knew you were the man for the job. That was awesome.
We took it and we flipped it.
Dolly.
Dolly.
All right, thank you very much, Pitbull. We will see you soon. I know
that. My pleasure to all of UK. Appreciate the love to you guys. Thank you for having me. And you already know I'll see y'all soon. With that said, I'm running out, so you got to give me the green light. Dolly. Yeah!
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I noticed that Walk of Fame is trending at the moment on Twitter. Why is that?
I believe it's because Hugh Laurie has announced that he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You know they have to pay for that, don't you, themselves? Because some people turn it down and they're like, I'm not paying 30 grand for a star that people just walk over.
Well, why have you got to pay 30 grand for it?
Don't know, probably just goes back to LA Council or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
LA Council,
maybe.
I'm making this up. But they've got to pay 30 grand. So Hugh Laurie's accepted that and he's got a star, right?
Mm.
Then we were talking about this earlier. And I was the only person that knew about this. There is a Birmingham Walk of Fame.
I can't believe this. Because I said...
If you're in Brum, you'll know about this.
Well, look, I basically said, is there a gap in the market for a Walk of Fame over here? Like, if that's how much money they're spending for each star, why don't we set one up over here?
And I was like, I'm sure there's one in Birmingham. Googled that, and sure enough, there is.
I can't believe it. It's on Broad Street.
Yeah. It's kind of the same as the one in Los Angeles, but with different people from Birmingham.
Yeah.
And just saying that Brad Simpson from the Vamps needs one and he hasn't got one at the moment, no? Who has? Anyone that we'd know?
Vaguely. Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. Ellie Simmons has got one.
Ellie Simmons is the most current one on the Birmingham Walk of Fame.
I think we need to all like think about this and possibly launch a petition to get Brad from the Vamps one. I don't think it'll be 30 grand.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know, though. Yes, Harry.
Hiya.
All right, so you're 19, yeah. You're from Lincoln, you're a young farmer.
I am, yes, yeah.
Were you up at dawn's crack this morning?
Oh, yeah. Get up and it's dark outside, go home when it's dark as well. It's manic.
Where's that time of year? So what's the first job in the morning? What's the first thing you've got to do?
Well, I get to my tractor and I'll give it a good once-over, look round it, make sure all the oil's good and make sure everything's right, and then get the heated seat on.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, tractor with heated seat. Someone's doing well. So, what tractor is it?
It's a Fendt 828.
Oh, I love an 828.
I love the idea that first thing you do is you just give your tractor a little look once up over and down, walk round it. God, look at that tractor.
Yeah. You just go, that is just spot on.
Let me get in it.
Did you hear Pitbull earlier?
I did, yeah. That was brilliant, that one.
Do you feel motivated for the rest of the day now?
Yeah, I think that is going to get me through today.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm hearing there's Walk of Fame in Coventry and also in Brighton and the Marina.
I really want to know who's on the stars, though.
So do I.
One.
Text in, everyone. Let us know who the stars of Brighton and Coventry are.
All right, Harry, it's 1-1 in bangers this week. Shall I give you my banger first?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, Harry, you could have this. You don't want no beef, boy. No, I'm on the streets, boy. Better follow me. This is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown. Big song.
Yeah, man. Good song.
Downtown, or you could have... These were all songs that we've chosen before that didn't get picked by anyone at the time. All American Rejects, Gives You Hell.
That's a difficult one.
Yeah, it's a tricky choice today.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. That is difficult. That is difficult.
Are you sat in the tractor right now?
I am. I'm hoping, I'm thinking what other young farmers that are out today working hard, what they would really want for a good tractor race.
Cool, man.
Oh, this is difficult. But I think I think I've made my decision.
Okay.
It's 1-1. Scott, you've taken the lead. I'll go with Scott.
Oh, yes, mate. Went down really well, that. All American Rejects gives you hell on the Radio and Breakfast Show. 2-1. 2-1.
You literally only sing when you're
winning. 2-1. 2-1.
No, don't. That sounds weird when you sing that.
More bangers tomorrow, just after 8:30. Honey G, Inyo the Bingo video has given me life. How about you? Radio 1 channel.
I've not seen it since.
BBC iPlayer. Also, the bit where I forgot this, and then I watched the video again last night, the bit where I wiped her glasses because they're always dirty on TV.
Yeah, that felt
a bit weird.
But that was a massive goal for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they were cleaner when she left. Well, also because they had a lot of water spat on them as well. There was one phrase, though, that I don't know if you noticed. Honey G said a lot yesterday on Inyo the Bingo. Full video on BBC iPlayer of her getting wet. But she did say,
you know,
quite a lot.
But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he's a massive legend, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like to kind of, you know, like.
Posh.
I don't know, you know, if the haters are going to start popping, you know, you never know. But yeah, you know, like,
this can't be real.
Yeah, basically, I want to be like a, you know, a multi-platinum recordings, you know, rap music artist, you know, and blow up, you know, and you know, blow up like people like Jay-Z have, Pharrell, Missy Elliott, and you know.
Right, it's making me think it's not real.
I said I really want to do, you know, a dance break, and he was like, brilliant. You know, Honey G wants to get involved with this now. Let's get stuck in.
No.
But yeah, in terms of what I want to, you know, in terms of my first music video, obviously, you know, there's some very, very good voices, you know. So I, you know, I'm really keen to obviously make it through to the X Factor final, you know.
Awesome. You know.
And, you know, I'm really enjoying, obviously, the company in the house. You know, people who come in, you know, haters and stuff who say, you know, that I'm not real, you know, these guys just need to check themselves because they just don't mean nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You knew. Quite posh when put together, you know.
I lost count.
27, you knows.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you get to have a little early dance and early celebration of midweek because we're on the breakfast show. Normally you'd have to wait till the afternoon, but we are halfway through, so let's do it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Imagine how small his helmet is.
Imagine.
The world.
Talking about Matt Emerson and his scooter helmet earlier this morning, actually.
Tiny.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Thank you. Gemma Collins.
How about Sarah Lee Gatto?
Get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak, yeah. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like that.
I miss them.
My pleasure to all of UK. Appreciate the love to you guys. Thank you for having me. And you already know I'll see y'all soon. With that said, I'm running out, so you got to give me the green light. Dolly. Yow!
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing. Every day it's sports cars, super yachts. In fact, sometimes I just wish I had a normal life like everyone else.
The Wolf of Worthing there from First Dates. And from humans.
Then would you like some toast and jam, George? Your favourite is apricot.
And Jess Glynn malfunctioning at the Teen Awards. Just gets stuck. God.
Overload, malfunction.
Fatal error.
I'm a lion.
are you?
Right, let's have it, Mills. Bumbleo Wednesday, halfway through the week.
Nigel and John are bumbling their tiny helmets off in Devon.
Roxanne bumbling in Alicante in Spain, yes.
Harry in his tractor in Ashford. Josh from Rutland. Alex and Laura off of Rushton. What a gap, what a gap, says David in Newcastle in his Arctic lorry. Having a little bumbleo all to himself, enjoy it. Come on, it's midweek, celebrate. Richard in a jumper. Harry and David from Norfolk on the way to Cirencester in the mighty Punto. No, actually, I'm in a Honda Jazz.
Daff and Max and the Powers lads bumbleing whilst digging spuds in Coventry.
There's loads. Bumbleo, bumbleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bumbleo, bumbleo. Hannah, Neve and Craig on their way to Alton Towers. I have to do it myself, hang on.
Happy about.
Forty of those. Couldn't find it.
Right, where are you? Bumbling with my porridge in Milton Keynes right now. That's Amy.
Campbell shaking his meatballs off to Bumbleo. Laura in Newcastle dancing around her clinic. Will bumbleoing as normal while spreading slurry in his tractor in Devon.
Pinky also in a tractor in Park Farm.
Rebecca and Aaron in Ipswich. And Stu delivering car parts in Worcester. I see. Blazing! Happy Bumbleo Wednesday. Daily. Alex from Birmingham's been on going, did you hear that Charlie Sloth broke the radio yesterday after being wheeled out on Matt Edmondson's show? Yeah, apparently Charlie ran over something and, he was being wheeled out of the studio like we do every Tuesday, but took the whole of Radio 1 off air for some time.
I mean, I didn't hear it at the time, but I'm hearing he got caught on the big sort of switch here.
Oh. What, the chair got caught on the switch?
Which
or
is
his
mad
body.
Because to basic, I don't know.
His body, I'm right.
I don't know if this is actually what happened, but I think to turn off this whole place.
It's quite hard.
You've kind of got to almost like grip it, push it in, turn it round. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you know,
it's like opening a plane door. But it's not quite hard.
Or, you know, the bottles with the child kind of prevention thing on the top of it.
Yeah. It's not easy to turn Radio 1 off, but he did do it yesterday. So well done, Charlie Slough there.
He shut it down.
Literally for ages. What are you doing tonight?
I am not sure.
Watching Bake Off. Final? No?
Keen? Maybe.
What? Why have you lost interest?
I don't know.
You have, though? Is that because you know it's the last one on BBC?
I think now it's on the turn. I just kind of think...
I wonder if, does anyone else feel like this? Or is everyone still like really involved in Bake Off?
I don't know. I'm sure everyone will watch it. I probably will end up watching it, but... I don't seem as fussed as other series now.
Really?
I actually don't know why.
Let us know if you feel the same. I want them to do an X Factor and do a wild card and bring someone back for the final.
Yeah, good idea.
Bring back Val. I mean, she was not a very good baker, but let's not forget how upset we all were at the time.
Can you explain Bake Off to me then? So have they filmed everything already and then it just gets played tonight? Or
yeah, months ago.
Okay, so when I'm watching tonight, they don't know what has... They don't
happened.
Know the future. They don't know that some of them are leaving
no,
or anything like that.
Because I was working with Mel
Rubbish.
In...
I was hoping they did.
I was working with Mel in April and they were halfway through it. So they didn't have any idea what was about to happen. So yeah, last Bake Off tonight. Come on, Val, come back. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow on the show, we've got a pretty big guest. Bryan Cranston is going to be on at 8 o'clock.
I'm so excited. So excited.
Walter White is going to be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning off of Breaking Bad on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Heisenberg?
Yeah.
On the Breakfast Show?
He's on.
With all the quotes, I'm the one who knocks.
I think that I've seen a few other interviews with him And he seems really fun. I hope that's, like, now I've said that, that doesn't jinx it. But I think he seems really nice and really cool. Bryan Cranston is on after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Loads of people feel the same way as you about Bake Off. Some people don't want to watch the last one because then, like, they'll just get too sad that it's over. Not interested now, knowing that Paul and Mary don't bake the technical round examples. You ruined it for us yesterday.
I think that's what I don't... I think why I feel slightly distant from Bake Off is because when I watch it, it's watching them not knowing their fate. It's watching it not... Like, I know that Hollywood's going to jump ship.
Yeah.
But they don't know it.
No, they didn't know
it. Like, when you're watching these episodes one by one, at the time, they don't know it.
Louise in South Wales, I'm so not caring about who wins tonight, and I've been there since the start.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
It's a real shame. And she does say, hashtag bring back Val, because remember, she stirred her food with love. Oh, yes, she did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, we're back from 6.30 in for Grimmie, and after 8, Atchel Heisenberg, Bryan Cranston. Scott Mills.